The Paul Green Rock Academy is a performance-based interactive music school built on a method honed over the past 17 years. They believe that the best way to teach most anything, and especially music, is with a hands-on approach. Their entire school is dedicated to getting kids playing music in an as authentic way as possible. Paul Green, founder of the School of Rock, opened the Paul Green Rock Academy in Woodstock, New York, about a year ago. On April 8th and 9th, the Paul Green Rock Academy will perform at the Bearsville Theater with special guest John Anderson playing the music of Yes. Very cool. Paul Green joins us now to tell us more about that and everything else rocking at the school. Paul, welcome back to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. It's always a delight to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so the last year has been what? Fill in the blanks.
Wonderful.
Cool.
I tell you, you know, I sold School of Rock in 2009. And then I got, you know, spend time with my family. I'm doing air quotes here for the people listening right now. And then I missed the heck out of teaching. And I would meet these kids. You know what happened? People kept winning, like, get a guitar lesson from Paul Green in local synagogue auctions, basically. And then I'd be sitting there with some kid. And I'd be like, I don't want to do this. I hate this. You know, like, because this is exactly the reason I started School of Rock. Like, there's nothing I can teach this poor kid that he can't find on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And I'm actually allergic to inauthenticity, if you know what I mean. So
I do.
So enough of these lessons went by, and I was like, okay, kid, you know, and someone bought four lessons, and every week I'd come back, and the kid hadn't practiced, and I was like, you know, I could just, you know, fulfill my charity obligation, but I really want these kids to get good at music because I want there to be more good musicians in the world. So finally, I had done enough of these, and I said to my wife, I said, you want to start a school of rock? And she said, yes, I would. And, you know, I made so many great Woodstock friends that we pulled a little money together and started a rock academy. And then what's great is, Joe, how often does life give you a reset button? You know, I mean,
yeah.
You know, all the collected sort of mistakes and correct decisions of School of Rock, I got to start all over again. So, and then and one of the great things we did with School of Rock was bringing in these guest stars all the time. So sure enough, a bunch of my kids started getting really good really fast as they did at School of Rock. And I saw that John, who's a friend of mine, he had toured with School of Rock a lot, John Anderson from Yes. I saw that he was coming to the East Coast. And I said, do you have any off days? You want to do some concerts with my kids? And he said, and I quote, I'd love to, Paul. He actually talks like that.
And they're, well, I was hoping so.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, order of my priorities. So what are the synagogue auctions doing now? Are they okay?
They're fine. It's, Judaism is strong, and I'm glad I could do my part.
you did your part, and now you're being authentic, and that's good.
Yes, yeah.
I like that idea of the reset. That's
yes.
good.
Yeah.
So it allows you to really focus on the things that worked
yes.
the last time. And make some adjustments and figure out what can work even better this time.
Yeah, and like I, you know, what I was able to implement in 1 year what it took me 4 or 5 years to figure out the first time through, which is, you know, and you know, it took me a while. Like kids, I don't mean to be corny here on the radio, but kids are capable of extraordinary things.
It's been good for us for 15 years. Give it a shot.
They really are. The kids are capable of extraordinary things. You know, like everyone I know who's truly bilingual did so as a child, you know?
Right.
So like, it took me kind of a long time in Philadelphia, the original School of Rock, to be like, here, kids, here's a bunch of really hard music. Learn it in three months. This time I was like, I knew it right out of the bat. And, you know, we didn't bring guest stars like John in the original School of Rock for four years at least. But I knew that, you know, if you wait for someone to get good enough to do the thing, you'll be waiting a long time, whatever that thing may be.
Yeah.
If you put the thing on the calendar and tell the kids they have to be good enough because the thing's on its way, that's really the key to education, I find.
So let me just hone in a little bit on what you said. I'm back to the kid with you in the room and taking the lesson. So this experience is different because it is a more of a class setting.
Yeah. Well, no, it's most music schools are like being on the local soccer team
yes.
and never playing games.
Yeah.
How good are you possibly going to get never playing games, just practicing?
Right.
Like taking, you know, like that's not how music works. Music's usually a number of people playing together for a common goal in front of an audience. And the more authentic that audience is. So here's why we bring John in. One, he was a far better teacher of this material than I could ever be because he wrote it and he was there.
Yeah.
And two, that audience at the Bearsville Theater is going to be full of people who aren't grandma and friends, and it's going to be full of Yes fans. And those kids know already that if they learn these songs really well, they're going to get applause in a genuine way for playing these songs right, in a way that a recital couldn't even do.
So do those kids learn individually or do they learn collaboratively together? How does that work?
Both. Every kid who comes to one of our schools takes a 45-minute lesson. Then we rehearse like crazy. We've been rehearsing since October for this.
Okay.
And that's, you know, and then
together.
The shows. Together, yes.
Yeah.
With me, it's almost like a Broadway play. Like I'm the director.
Right.
The kids are the cast, the pit band. The singers are those on stage. And yeah, we've been working at it really hard. And the funny thing is, you know, no matter how long I give these kids to work on it, the real work only happens in the last 2 weeks when the calendar changes and all of a sudden it's like, coming in 2 weeks.
Yikes, we're here.
Yeah, deadlines are the key. So, you know, like two guitar players meet each other in a bar. How long you been playing, man? It's the least important question you could possibly ask. You know, it's like how often do you practice is really the key. You know, I mean, people ask me if I'm a good guitar player. It depends on how much I've been practicing.
Yeah.
And the same thing with these kids. So that kid, you know, the kid who won the synagogue auction, I could teach him a few little tricks on guitar, but unless he practices, he's never really going to get that good.
And this is what I wanted to get to. There certainly is the practice element, and I understand that, but there seems to also be, a competitive streak with the other kids, right? You don't want to screw up. You don't want to screw up in front of you. You don't want to screw up in front of John Anderson. You want to work your tail off to be ready for that event.
Absolutely. And you know, you hit the nail on the head. The stage is the best teacher in the world.
Right.
And the kids who, for lack of a better term, screw up will do the work never to screw up again.
Right.
But more importantly, the kids, this is, you know, the applause. This is the most beautiful music in the world. And once you've tasted that, you want so much more of it. And that's where, you know, like, so I can get a kid who wins an auction and say, here's a bunch of scales, practice them. Or I can say, take 26 kids and say, on April 8th and 9th, John Anderson from Yes is coming here to play these songs with you. Which kid do you think is going to practice more?
Right.
Which kid's going to get more excited? And when these kids wake up the Thursday after the last show, they're going to have this, like, timeless memory of that.
The other thing, the other benefit, and maybe it's a minor benefit, maybe it's major, I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question. But as far as the, it would seem to me a lot of these kids, you have to tell them who John Anderson is and a little bit about Yes, which gives you an opportunity as well to bring this music alive to a new generation.
Joe, you're one of the smartest people I've ever met.
Well, thank you.
And you've exposed me. All right. Okay. So I have this one student. His name's Ian.
Yes.
And when I first met him, he was, listen, I never would want to change musical taste, but he was definitely into a lot of sort of 90s bands you know, that I'm neither here nor there on.
Right.
Well, he's a bass player. And for me, if you're going to get really good at bass, you have to listen to bands with really good bass in it. Sure enough, so I turned him on to Yes. And one day we were spying on his Facebook page because I had heard he had a girlfriend. And the staff does that. We actually will go on our students. And sure enough, he did.
Well, there's an endorsement for the school.
Someone said,
spying your children. All right.
And he had changed his background, his Facebook background,
yeah,
to the cover of Yes, Fragile. And Joe, I swear to God, a tear came to my eye.
Yeah.
It was like the most beautiful moment that like, yeah, exactly. Yes, so the fact that like...
And he got the girl. It's a happy story all the way around.
He learned to play Yes on bass.
And I mean, there's a reason John Anderson is still playing. He's still out. He's still selling out places all across the country.
Yes.
And it has a great deal to do with the longevity of the music and certainly nostalgia plays into it, but also having people come in and new audiences and learning the music, which I would think for then stepping into his shoes, a cool opportunity to work with these kids.
Absolutely. So, you know, I've probably done 30 plus shows with John over the years.
Yeah.
And you know, and whenever I ask him for a quote, he's so generous, but you know, we're putting a quote in our program and he's like, you know, he says to the audience in our program, this is as fun for me as it is for the kids, you know? And I still remember the first time he played with the kids, he said, I haven't played with people who wanted to be there in 20 years.
Yeah. Well, it says a lot.
It does. And here's the other thing. Like, right now, John's touring with his solo acoustic show, which is a very good show, and actually coming here to Albany.
Yes.
But the only way that a Yes fan out there is going to see John with a band is it, this show down in Woodstock. And it's really, like, I hope the people in the audience, it's not a settle. It's not like, oh, let me go see something cute. These are the best young musicians in the Hudson Valley, and they've been working their butts off since October. So I really, like, we played this show at The Chance in Poughkeepsie, I'd say, about 4 years ago, and people still come up to me on the street, and they say, oh, man, that was one of the best shows I saw that year, yeah. So
it's April 8th and 9th. Let me, in our few minutes we have left, talk about some of the other things going on. You are, you want to expand this to other towns, not just Woodstock. You'll put this other places as well.
Yeah, I think that's one of the mistakes. I don't want to open a school that I can't drive to, that I can't actively personally be a part of. So we're thinking of doing Poughkeepsie, Red, Rhinecliffe, Rhinebeck,
and Red Hook.
Yeah. That area.
Okay.
And then probably somewhere down in New Paltz. And, you know, Albany actually has a School of Rock. And I'm actually going to, like, I highly recommend checking it out. Like, I sold School of Rock just because I still love School of Rock. I'm still glad it exists. It's still a great program. So if you have a kid and you're listening to this and you live in the Albany area, check out School of Rock, certainly. And a dear friend of a dear friend runs that, and a guy named David. So you should definitely check that out. But if you're in the Woodstock area, come check out Rock Academy. And if you're a fan of music, you should definitely check out the John Anderson thing. And kids all over, we have a summer camp scheduled to knock your socks off this year. We're doing a sleepaway camp. And then we get real deal artists to come in and do workshops with us. So we got Brendan Small, who does the Metal Apocalypse cartoon. We've got a lead singer of Ween. We got Mike and Ruthie all doing summer camps for us. So we are keeping ourselves busy by keeping rock alive.
And that's really cool. So they go to the Ashokan Center and you do like an overnight camp. And then
yes.
It's just immersive at that point.
It's super immersive. We're just going to like... literally wake the kids up at 8 and make them play rock music all day until they pass out from rock exhaustion.
Sounds like a very good day.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Very cool. This is really neat what you do.
Thanks,
Joe. It sounds like a really cool thing.
Joe, you should come to one of the shows sometime.
I would love to. And you're happy.
I am really happy.
Yeah,
can you tell?
Well, can. And it's exciting. I can only imagine how the kids feel. That's
awesome.
That's very cool. Paul Green, Rock Academy, will perform with a special guest John Anderson of Yass at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York, in April 8th and 9th. More information is available at wmc.org/roundtable. Paul Green, great to talk to you again. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joe.
Best of luck on your great work. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.